Shmuel Bey's Perachav Aleph, Pasuk Chav. So we have disposed now of three of the sons of Harapha, of Arpa, the three giants who have been dispatched by mighty Jewish warriors. We have had Goliath in the last Pasuk Yates, which may or may not be a reference to the original Goliath, or maybe a brother of his named Lachmi, as is told in Divrei Hayamim. We had Yishbi Benov, who came first, and we had Saf, or Sipai, in the middle, and all of them being killed. It seems like not by David, at least by the names being told in this sequence of Psukim, but the Goliath one may have been David, in fact, and David may have had another name, Elchanan, that he was called by. Good, long-lasting Jewish name. So, Pasachaf Atiyod Nochama Begas. So, the fourth son of Harapha. And there was still war, this time in Gas, before it was in Gov, or maybe Gezer, but now it's in Gas, that famous town that we have seen many, many times so far in Nach. Vayehi Ish Madon. And there was a man of war. Madon. A very interesting word, and it's Rashi has one of those nice dictic Rashis that many of us never understand as we go through it, explaining the etymology of the word. I don't know if the word din has anything to do with it, justice or a forcing judgment, perhaps, but it doesn't seem that way. In any case, so there was a warrior there, and he was a very unique guy. He was like one of those very strange Manx cats. The Etzbos Yada, the Etzbos Raglov, Shesh Voshesh. And he had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. So he had an extra digit. Very hard to find gloves that fit properly, or maybe even boots. And if you did the total number, Esrim Ba'arba Mispar. And the Nach almost marvels by the fact that he had 24 digits, 24 limbs. And the thing is, and the Mefarshim take this seriously, why does it have to add 6666 to make 24? So the answer is because you might think, and Rashi brings this down, you might think that maybe he had one normal hand with five fingers and one strange hand with seven, and 1 foot with five and 1 foot with seven, and well, one never knows. But instead, they were evenly distributed all around his particular extensions there. So I don't know if that made him a more fearsome warrior or not. Could get a better grip on the spear. V'gam hu yulad laharafa. And he too had been born to Harapha. So some say, by the way, that his name was Madon. When it said Ish Madon, that might have been his name. Others say, oh, here we go, that Madon may have come from the idea of Midah. He was a man of measure. So we have this fine fellow with all of his fingers and toes scaring off people when they see him in battle. But Chafalef vayicharef es Yisrael. And so he was taunting Klal Yisrael as maybe the youngest brother, the little brother with all the fingers of Goliath. He had taken on that same characteristic of taunting the Jewish people when he went to war against them. He likes to trash talk down there in the trenches. Vayakehu Yehonasan ben Shim'a Achi David. And he was immediately dispatched. He was slaughtered by Yehonasan ben Shim'a, the brother of David. Now, interesting point. If you go back to Perek Yud Gimel, we met his brother, Yehonadav ben Shim'a, who was the one who had talked Amnon into inviting over his sister Tamar for illicit purposes, to slake himself. Yehonadab was scheming and a terrible person, and we saw that he was a very wicked individual indeed. But Yehonasan was a righteous brother, and he did the right thing. He was a righteous brother. You've lost that loving feeling. And he did the right thing when he went up to war against the giants. So finally, wrapping up a short parak of this, again, kind of what Rabbi Bazak calls appendices, to say for Shmuel, es arba'as eile yuladu laharafa v'gas. These four were born to Harapha in Gas. Contrasting on the one side, Arpa and her terrible progeny, her awful qualities, Saf, Madon, Goliath, Yishbi, Benov, terrible individuals. But Vayiplu biyadavdu biyadavadav, they fell by the hand of David and the hand of his servants. Contrasting the incredibly righteous descendants of Rus, Hamoaviah, with the terrible descendants of Arpah. And we see the difference. And the Medrash says that Hashem said, let the sons of the kisser, of the one who kissed, lose to the sons of the holder. The sons of the kisser, Pau, right in the kisser, was Orpah, who kissed her mother-in-law Naomi goodbye and returned to her people, and then had a wild night with, according to the Gemara, 1,000 men, leading to eventually these four legendary giant sons, including the one with six fingers and six toes. The holder was Rus, who held fast to Naomi and became a Ger Tzedek, became a Giyores. And also it was said, and this is in Medrash Rus, that Orpah shed four tears when she was parting from Naomi, so she merited to have four mighty sons. And they won great fame, and it might have been to their benefit, but instead they chose to use their strength against David, which doomed them in the end. Now after the four sons of Harapha had fallen before David, he sang one of the great shiros in all of Tanakh, one that we lay as a haftarah twice a year, on Ha'azinu, and again on the seventh day of Pesach, when we lay the Shiras Hayam. And so the next parak, very poetic, Shmuel Beis, Parak Chav Beis, is the Shira of David that we will sing.